NYC Mayor Eric Adams calls Biden's illegal immigration inflow unfair to taxpayers amid more budget cuts. By John Binder on November 21, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., says President Joe Biden's inflow of border crossers and illegal aliens, by the tens of thousands every month, is unfair to American taxpayers. Since the spring of 2022, about 140,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, most after having been directly released into the United States interior by Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. As a result of illegal immigration, Adams has already announced that New York City services will be cut by 5% across the board to deal with the rising cost of caring for and housing border crossers and illegal aliens, which is expected to total $12 billion by the end of next year. During a town hall in Coney Island, Brooklyn this week, Adams called illegal immigration unfair to everyday taxpayers. "I want to pass a budget that adds cops. I want to pass a budget that allows us to have more after-school programs, senior care, and infrastructure building. That's the budget I want. And so when people look at what's happening in this city, we all are angry," Adams said. "And I tell people all the time when they stop me on the subway system, don't yell at me, yell at DC, yell at DC. We deserve better as a city," he continued. On Tuesday, Adams announced more budget cuts, asking city officials to find $2.1 billion that they can cut, but said he will spare police, fire, and sanitation services. According to Adams, New York City has a whopping $7.1 billion budget shortfall because of illegal immigration over the last nearly 2 years. Adams, as well as other sanctuary city mayors, have pleaded with Biden for a $5 billion bailout, but the White House has yet to make any such move. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.